welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 371. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Big Steve. Do you want some good news from my end?
Yeah.
Okay, I actually have two pieces of good news. One, this past weekend, I quote-unquote got my Christmas present from a month ago or whatever. Me and my wife went and saw Weird Al Yankovic live at Pier
Whoa.
6, which is like an open-air tent thing.
How was he?
I'll say this. The other show I went to was in a closed arena, Paul McCartney. This was an open-air tent arena. These fans were 10 times louder and 10 times more responsive and 10 times more fanatical about who was on stage. And I can say he's well over 50. I was blown away at how much he gave for that show. It was an excellent show.
Wow.
How could you compare that Weird Al crowd to a Paul McCartney crowd?
Because the Weird Al crowd destroyed him. And here's the ultimate kicker. Here's the ultimate kicker. At least 30% of the audience was someone with their kid. Okay. Yeah. Walking in, walking out, walking around, I've never been in such a big crowd with people with so many manners. Even when we left the parking lot, everyone was letting one person go ahead of them and then them going, letting one person go ahead of them.
Wow.
And
then
the zipper was in effect.
Yeah. Everybody was unbelievably cordial and nice and just up for a good time. And Al did virtually every hit he's ever done, changed costumes at least 10 times.
That's cool.
Did real good.
Good, man. That's awesome. That's great.
And of
news.
Course, when White and Nerdy came on, I kind of freaked out.
Paul McCartney was not the family show because most of the fans of Paul McCartney's kids have died of old age already.
Exactly. And the fireworks at Paul McCartney, I swear, caused permanent hearing damage. But, you know.
That was indoors, you said?
Indoors fireworks.
Indoors at the MCI Center in DC.
And they lit fireworks?
Oh, yeah. It was Live and Let Die, boom, and it was, I literally like, for like 10 seconds.
Jeez. It's not cool.
That'd be a good song to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Weird Al rocks is all I got to say. Any amount of money he's earning, I'm very happy to give him more money.
Oh, he definitely deserves. Mm-hmm. Cool, dude. That's great.
And just a stupid side tangent real quick before we introduce Eric. I look at Weird Al as a source of inspiration, but in the realm of podcasting, Weird Al has never been in a sex scandal, a drug scandal, an anything scandal. Weird Al has went out of his way to try to make every bit, every ounce, every milligram of his content to be family friendly, to the extreme almost, which means anybody can come to his show and they do not have to worry about getting insulted by political stuff, religious stuff, sex things or anything. It's just quality content.
I agree with you, man.
But what's that have to do with podcasting?
That's the way I try to do my podcasting. I try to leave religion off the table. I try to leave politics off the table. I try to leave adult language and content off the table.
Yeah, but we got an email about Walmart.
I know. I felt bad too when I read it.
You don't leave Walmart off the table.
That's not politics or content. Or religion. I mean, that's just corporation stuff. And we talk about Apple and Google.
Business.
So,
All right. I agree. Just testing you. Mm-hmm. Also joining us, Eric Gardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
It's been a long week, guys. It's been a long week. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
My devices aren't glad to be here. They're just slowly waking up. Oh, maybe they're not used to the air conditioning. It's too cold for them or something.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and hopefully you'll be happy by the time the show's over, or at least feeling some relief or some goodness. I know you had a stressful week, but that's what we're here for, to unstress the week. I hope that works.
Is the word smorgasbord used anymore? Is that?
Yeah.
Do you see it everywhere? Anywhere? I don't see it.
No.
Delaware, I'm guessing, yes.
Okay. So I'm just here for the smorgasbord of apps.
It doesn't matter if people use it anymore or not. When you say it on this show, it becomes a trend.
Yeah.
It becomes trendy. Well, like when you were saying super duper a couple months back, that's brought it back, man.
Hashtag SD, right? Yeah, so when I was a kid, I learned what the word smorgasbord was by an ad for some smorgasbord, because I just thought that was the craziest word, and I had no idea what it meant. And
yeah, horn in horn, smorgasbord.
I'm not 100% sure. Is it like a buffet?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, and my name is Steve Cherubino. Let's get into some apps. Let's start with Door.
Okay, this one's called smorgasbord. No, it's not. this one... I'm thinking, Steve, maybe this might be an app you think is cool, but I will say this app stuck me right in the eye with an ice pick. Okay. Back in the day, Baltimore television, there was a guy who used to host the cartoon, like a couple hours of Channel 45, and he was called Captain Chesapeake. And at the end of his thing for the day, he would show what was called brain teasers. And that's what I equate this game to, brain teasers. And let me tell you something. I don't think I ever got one of those brain teasers right as a kid. And it literally scarred me for the rest of my life, because now I just can't do them at all. I get like a mental block. Like here's an example of one of the brain teasers. There's the letter M sitting on top or above the word day. So it's M. On day, Monday.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle. It's like a riddle. It's a whatever.
That's one of like the brain teasers in this game.
Yeah. That's like the very beginning type of easy ones, they say, which I still have a hard time. I have a hard time with all these things.
It's called Rebus, but a Rebus isn't a Rebus a puzzle? What is it?
I think this is a Rebus.
Rebus is an illusional device that uses pictures to represent words or parts of words. Okay, I remember that. I remember.
So yeah, that's what this is.
Okay.
But like, I can't figure out most of the things either. I mean, I literally can't figure out most of these things. And then I got even more insulted when my oldest son sat next to me and just blew through like five in a row. And I just said, okay, I'm done playing this game.
For can you hold one up to this? Can we do one? Try one?
No, on my phone right now is completely powered down.
Okay, well, we could do the screenshots if you want to try them, Steve.
Okay.
So there's a like a blotchy looking spoon with an S in it that says liquid. It's purple. It looks like maybe a paint splatter drip. Strip? Is it strip? I don't know.
Drip.
S drip.
It does look like a drip and like a strip. I don't know, because we can't tell, because we can't click it. We can't.
But I don't know why liquid would have to do with strip.
I don't know. Flash and then like dance? An upside down hanger.
Catchy. Yeah.
I can't get any of these.
I had an eighth grade teacher, math teacher, that would require us to do these every week. I don't know where he was getting them from back then. But
well,
a whole sheet of them, like 10 of them every week.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something. That teacher would have suffered it by my hands directly.
We never really got along.
But Steve, I really do encourage you, Steve. I really seriously do. I don't tell you to download many apps. I really do encourage you to download this app and just try a couple.
I couldn't get any on the screenshots.
Well, maybe when you're playing, it might make a little bit more sense or something.
All right.
I have to believe I'm not normal, and other people I know can get these. Eric, I know, will pick it up, download it, play two levels, and no matter good or bad, he'll just stop playing.
No, I'm not going to do it just because I don't want regress memories back to eighth grade. There's a reason that's in the past. Just leave it there. Right.
But I'll say this. Ultra, one of those super modern, clean-looking applications.
I think the one in the bottom left, there's a screenshot that says Rebuses, and there's like eight different ones all in a, you guys seen that screenshot?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The bottom left one, I think, is not a family-friendly word. I think I got it right. Maybe not. I might not get it. The one in with the F might be flight, but I'm not sure.
F in light, flight makes sense.
But the bottom one there.
The top left. G-spot?
No. Well, that one too. But then the one in the bottom, the CH with the bite out of it, I just took the word bite and added ch to the end of it or something similar to that. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. These are tough. These are actually tough. And anyway.
Oh, the G, was it? No, I don't know. G seal. Elier. Elier? Allure? Sealier? I don't know, man.
It is a seal or a.
This is a otter. Tough one to podcast about. This is a very visual app.
Yep. Well, and Eric likes talking about visual apps.
Yeah. And right, if anyone lived in Baltimore and ever saw Captain Chesapeake's, I believe he called them brain teasers, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And these are the kind of things that you either, I'm sure, love, find fascinating, or when you download it, install it, you will despise and hate. I don't think there's much in the middle.
I think I'm going to despise and hate, but I'll give it a shot.
Did you have somebody like Captain Chesapeake, or do you remember him, Steve?
No.
Yeah, we had Ray Rayner, Captain Kangaroo, and Bozo.
Well, yes, but Captain Chesapeake had a sidekick because he was on his boat, of course, because he's Captain Chesapeake. Captain, he's in a boat. And Chessie, the...
moose?
What's it called? Loch Ness type monster who was made out of paper mache would come up out of the water and talk to him once in a while.
Captain Kangaroo had a sidekick moose that would drop. They dropped tons of ping pong balls out of the ceiling for some reason. A lot on that show.
Okay,
I don't know why.
All right, good app, dude. Very creative one. What do you got, Eric?
I'm almost ashamed to bring this. This is an app that I'm not going to play, but
brought a Kardashian app. Come on.
Okay. You're right. This is right down that same. All right. This was Britney recommended Spears. To me by my daughter. And I didn't know if she was serious at first, but it's called Line Play, Your Avatar World.
Line Play?
This is the thing all the kids are into right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rated E for everyone. I made an avatar. I went to Times Square. I hung out with other avatars, and you can high five of them. One of the dudes was pimping gems to me. I didn't.
Now, are these other avatars real people?
Yep. You can go in their houses. You can build your house, do a bunch of stuff, and it's just a huge multiplayer online experience.
Does your avatar look like you?
I tried that, but I was having network issues. I did try to upload a picture, try to make it look like me, but every time I tried it, I had a network issue. It wouldn't go through.
Let me tell you something, dude. These avatars look creepy.
If you're over 13.
Some of them do, yeah. Like the guys do. The girls look all right.
Okay, so stupid question.
You could be an animal or a guy or a girl. You don't have to just be a guy or a girl. You can be an animal, too. What's the question?
When you go meet people, mm-hmm. do you actually like type words to chat?
I didn't play it that much. But a lot of them were like bumping into me, saying, hey there. And like, you can make out some words sometimes.
Oh, it's actual voice?
Yeah, but I don't think it was their actual voices. And I didn't know how to command it I haven't played it enough to know how to do that. Or if that's an upgrade, or if you earn that later, or maybe I was saying things to people and not knowing it. I'm not sure. But no, there was definitely some audio with it coming from the other avatars.
And what do people do in this world?
Hang out, talk. I guess you do. You can actually chat with each other because that's what they do. They hang out and talk to each other.
Well, that to me then means, A, it's not for everyone because it's probably not family friendly because you could randomly come across like a 14-year-old boy who plays Xbox kind of mouth.
Right. I was a little taken back by the guy trying to pimp gems to me.
Here's just one line from the description that makes sure I'm never going to install it. Be friends with Kate Perry, Micah, PSY, Hello Kitty, Snoop, and Rakuma. Rakuma? Rikluma. Whatever.
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry, not Kate Perry. Katy
Perry, sorry. Eyes bad. That's what I'm going to blame it on. Yeah, that right there alone ensures I will never let this be on any device in my house. I will literally throw a device in the trash if someone puts it on there.
Which one of those celebrities do you not like? Hello Kitty?
Well, I don't like any real celebrities, so that's step number one.
You don't like any celebrities?
No, why would I?
If you wanted to, if Katy Perry just wanted to like do a Google Hangout with you and talk to you, you wouldn't? I think she's pretty cool. She's not bad. She seems like she'd be all right.
She has nothing to say to me, and she doesn't want to hear anything I have to say.
But if she did, some dude turned around, I would question
her sanity. Because I am nothing. I am nobody. I am not her target. I am not her fan base. I am not anything.
And maybe she's looking if she's tired of the normal thing. She just wants to talk to somebody. And she knows that you're a lot, then not like the I'll people who are harassing her.
Yeah, then I'll give her your handle, Eric.
She don't want to talk to me.
I downloaded it. I want to see if I could get an avatar of myself.
Oh, yeah. See if you can get an avatar yourself. I was having network issues. For some reason, the cell phones weren't working at all in my town today. Verizon, USL, it didn't matter. None of them would really make a phone call or communicate with one another. It was odd.
Might have been doing a big upgrade.
Yeah, I think I'm going to guess somebody hit a fiber line or something. I don't know. That's just my guess.
I don't know how to pick one of myself.
I thought you'd
take a selfie.
You will. You got to first make it look however you want. Then the next step, you'll get to take a picture of yourself. Yeah, I was confused there too. I'm like, oh, I want to make one of myself, and it's right. Making me pick colors of skin and stuff. So you there now?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I got to try this real quick.
Yeah, I got to see this. What scared me is after you get past that point, and I had the network error, it tells you, well, now you're locked in. You can't change it, but you can just not change the gender or animal. I can go back and still do my picture selfie of my
Yeah, and the only way to really change it looks like is probably using a different SMS phone number because it looks like the account's tied to an SMS.
I got a network error too. It's bullcrap. You can't get a good selfie picture.
Let me tell you something. Snoop does not have the patience for that.
Snoop?
Yeah.
Well, wait, no, he does. He self-medicates. Never.
That's Snoopy. Not Snoop.
Oh. Well, maybe they need Snoop.
He took the Y from Katie and put it on Snoop.
Yeah, I do not have a learning disorder at all, Steve.
No, he just randomly drops Ys because he went from Katie to Kate right. And Snoopy to Snoop. Man, what? Sorry, Dor.
All right, line play, your avatar world.
It was Hello Eric. Kit, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hang out. All three of us in this world.
All right. Yeah, well, let's just take over that world.
Serious.
Come on, Dor.
Yeah, okay, y'all.
We're going to make the coolest
Come
house.
Come on, let's start a gang.
Yeah. I'm already there. I'm the mayor.
All right.
All right. Dor, you have another app?
Yeah, I want to bring this one because this is the quote-unquote new hotness. We all should have already heard of Pushbullet. Pushbullet is the easy way to send links, blocks of text, URL, to either one or all of our connected devices, including all the web browsers that you can possibly use. This is a like side project that the same company put out, Pushbullet. It's called Portal Wi-Fi Transfers. This is a really easy way via a QR code that you can transfer files back and forth from computer to phone, from phone to computer. If you want to get stuff on your phone or off your phone without having to upload to the internet or Dropbox or another third-party service like that, you can do it directly. Speed of this was the proof it ain't going up to the net because I was able to transfer like 4 gig files pretty quickly.
Wow. This is brilliant. You know what this is useful for? When you don't have a flash drive. Let me see if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I needed to get something from one computer to another.
Yeah. I have multiple solutions for this because this didn't exist. One of them is a little stub device that goes into the bottom of my phone that has a SD card because my phone doesn't have SD card. And then I can take that and put it over to my computer. The other solution I have is plugs up to the bottom of the phone and then it has multiple ports and outputs so I can do USB full SD or micro SD. And then the third option, it's just all painful.
You're saying this handles all that.
It does. Cause my 99% of the time I'm plugging something up to the bottom of the phone. It's because I want to get it onto a laptop or desktop. mm-hmm. quickly because I can do it through own cloud or through another thing, but it takes time.
Huh. Wow. Really cool, man. It works good, huh?
It's by Push Bullet. I don't expect anything they make to run like crap. This ran really smooth like butter, and it's already, popular. It's only been out for maybe a week, and there's already 792 five-star reviews.
Dor, what's the method that you go from the phone to the computer? You don't use a QR code for that. What?
Yes. Yes. The QR code is like, if you ever listen to Steve Gibson and Squirrel, the QR code is what goes out to the public internet, and it's the confirmation I want to connect this computer and this phone. It isn't saying we're going to push from the computer to the phone. It's just validating the connection.
So you don't have like a folder on your desktop and you scan that QR code. It doesn't just automatically grab that folder. It just makes the connection. Then you drag and drop what you want to move around.
I know I did it from the phone to the computer. I believe in the interface after scanning, I had to click the three arrows and then go upload.
Okay.
I think thank thought, because I know I did it. I had to have done it.
I can see it being easy to use the QR code to go the other way. You know, just take a picture of your screen, but I didn't know how, if you don't have like a webcam or something on your desktop. Right.
Maybe you have to draw it with the mouse.
I'll find out soon enough because it's installed. So I'm sure I can use this. Especially everybody always steals my flash drives. So this will be nice. Really? Yeah.
I've needed some recently. None were around and I was trying to find out ways to transfer data. So this would have been perfect.
No, it looks like it's only one way. Now that I'm reading the description, from computer to phone.
Oh. All right. Now we know.
Well,
it's
still cool.
Portal 2.0.
Yeah, rated E for everyone. All right, Eric, what else do you have for today?
What do I got for today? I got some deco rings. Want some deco rings? Ooh.
What is that?
Oh, this is cool, man. You know how I said I was never going to change my background after I bought a Minima?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd that last? I just paid for another one called Deco Rings. And I don't remember how much this one was. I think it was $1 maybe or something. You guys could tell me. But this is a live wallpaper that I'm going to be rocking for a little while. And it has taken the place of Minima for me. Basically, it's just a bunch of random gears. In hugely bright colors on a black background. There, I'll show you what it looks like on my phone.
Very stylistic.
Looks like this on my phone. And as you tap it, it changes colors. As you swipe, it changes colors. And it just it just changes a bunch of
things. And it just spins, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 99 cents, Eric.
99 cents, yeah, that's what I figured. That's how it's
very fair.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to be using it for a while. If it's kind of hard to describe. Basically, it's a bunch of different circles spinning at different speeds and different focuses.
It's not just circles, though. It's like pieces of circles.
It makes you think of like watch innards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you know what? I see in the screenshots flowers, and I've never even went into the settings to change a thing yet. I've been pretty much liking it, but I don't think I'm going to go to flowers anyway. But
oh, wow, flowers. And a ladybug.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with my gears.
But you could. To me, if it was monochrome, like, you know, only a very limited set of numbers, this would be very Tron-like in the shapes, design, layout kind of thing. But it's ultra-ridiculously colorful. This is, to me, is like really stylized. I'm definitely liking this.
Too color. Well, I mean, it is cool. For me, it's too colorful. I would like monochrome if that was a feature.
Oh, I bet you can probably change all that. You probably set it to not change colors and to stay with one certain kind of color. It also kind of reminds me of those weird. Have you ever had weird clocks or clocks on your phone? And I don't understand how they work exactly. Where they've got like a bar that goes around rather than just a regular. Digital clock or analog. They got these weird bars that measure the time on the outside. It looks like those two.
Okay.
Huh. Or data disks that kind of looks like them, sort of.
Yeah, you can set like a base color. So you're always going to see either shades of greens, or green will be like the highlight, for instance. But it looks like, I don't see a way you can set like range of colors, like only these greens and that's it. Because even if you pick green, you will see like a purple or a blue.
If you hold down on it, like you're going to change something, they start spinning really fast.
Like, because they're mad?
Nice. Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I like that it's always a black background for mine. That's a plus. So maybe uses a little less battery. And I haven't noticed huge battery drain, but I'm going from minima to this. So.
Oh, here you go. Custom scene blend.
And yeah, I blamed minima for battery drain wrongly.
Oh, really?
A couple shows.
Did you figure it out?
No, you told me. You're like, I'm a damn fool.
Well. Okay, it does look like if you go into the advanced settings, you can much more fine grain detail control all the colors, so you can have like only shades of green, it looks like. So that's cool.
Ah.
Good find, Eric.
So how's your battery doing now then? Now that minima's not on there. Or did you?
It's fine. I killed a bunch of apps and I rebooted. I just falsely blamed it. It might have been a problem. I don't know.
Could have been, yeah.
I'll tell you what, this phone's not doing it for me. I don't like it for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a phone or just me hating devices.
No, that's me, Steve. Not you. That's me. I got slow tablet, computer turning off.
I hate touch. I hate touch because it's so easy to screw something up. Like if your phone's on, right? And you accidentally just go touch it, like accidentally, you just like totally mess it up. Whereas like if it's something that had buttons, it's harder to do that. And I hate that. Like when I'm carrying my phone, it accidentally turns on and my thumb's on it. And I like press all these things. I enter like my bank account and call somebody. And like I don't like touch. See, I got into almost. Yeah.
So you get a case like this. So there's nothing until you open it, and then it's touch.
All right, maybe something like that.
Yeah, but Steve's the anti-case guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, this
I
is
do
still,
have an
it's still
I have
functional.
An Incipio feather on this.
You can answer the phone without opening the case, so that you know, that's kind of nice. Just talk to it like this, you know. People, I handed it to somebody. Somebody wanted to borrow my phone or wanted to talk to who I was talking to the other day, and I just handed it to them like this. They didn't know what to do. They're like, what? Because it wasn't really.
I wouldn't open it. I would talk right into the case.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
I would just talk really loud.
I got into almost a little bit of a flame war. In a the recording software I use to record these shows is called Studio One. And Studio, it's a silly name because Studio One came out. Then Studio One 2 came out. And then just recently Studio One 3 came out.
Studio 13.
And yeah, right. And I've been waiting for years. It took them like 4 years to release Studio One 3, and I was so excited for it because I knew they were going to improve the GUI. And they did change the GUI, and a lot of things now you could tell they changed so they're easier to touch because touch is so popular now. And it to me it just messed everything up because now everything's big, and it's taking up screen space where it didn't before, and it's obvious they want people to touch it. I don't want, like, and I wrote a post in the Personas is the company in their forums. I said, can we please stop making pro applications touch friendly? And I went on a little rant.
Or and, make it an option at least.
Yeah. Who's going to touch the, like a pro application like that, like pro audio software? Who's going to touch it?
The people with the people with the pro computers, the Surface Pro 3.
I know.
That's not a pro computer. No. It says it is.
Touch is slow, and it's clunky, it's unwieldy, it's for idiots.
Hey, hold on, Steve. Tell us how you really feel about this.
So
that last line, I'm going to get heat. Touch is for idiots.
Keyboard shortcuts or mouse?
I'll tell you what. People who are non-geeks, oh, they love touch. Like, it's the best thing ever. People who are geeks who want to get stuff done fast on their devices and computers, I don't think they like touch as much. I could be wrong. I could be generalizing.
I think,
well, no.
I'll say personally, I hate touch. And until screens are able to have some type of bend where they can actually bend and pop out, like, so there's some type of tactical feel or tactile feel to the thing, I'll like touch then. But I need to feel something. Like, I need to I need to feel it. And a mouse, dude, see my hand? If you guys see it in the camera, mm-hmm. see my hand?
Yeah.
If I go, you see what I'm doing here? Mm-hmm. That much motion can get a whole day's work done. That much motion of my body. You know what I mean? Whereas with touch, you're like, look at the difference. Okay. This is energy wasted and speed gone. It's waste of energy.
To me, the biggest failing with detailed tasks that need to get done and using touch is whenever you do touch, you're blocking what you're touching so you can't see it.
That's true too.
To me, that's the biggest failing because on my dual boot tablet, when I'm in the Windows side and doing stuff, Windows sucks. So it's not touch centric completely throughout the OS. So 90% of the time when I touch, I'm never sure if I'm touching what I'm supposed to be touching. And I frequently tap and hold down, square, boom, let go, right click menu pops up, and then I click rename, except instead of clicking rename, I click delete. And then I gotta minimize everything, go to the trash bin, open up the trash bin, and restore. There's a place for it, in my opinion, Steve. There's a place for touch. Not when you have to do anything fine-grained,
right,
detailed,
right, things. Like in an audio program, a multi-track audio program.
Unless you're literally on a 40-inch screen, I cannot see touch giving you enough fine-grained, right, detail. Touch.
You know, I think that non-geeks who embrace these new devices that are touch are they're not interested in going fast on it. They want to just leisurely tap and walk,
use
and
Facebook and
yeah, it's just a thing.
I don't know if it's that, Eric, as much as that's the speed they go. Like, it's comfortable for them because they don't go any faster than that, even on a computer. Like, that's their speed.
Right.
Yeah, they don't use the word efficient.
Non-geek. And if they could, they still wouldn't, you think?
If they could go faster?
Yeah. Eric.
I don't think so.
If Star Trek has taught us anything, is there's one guy on the entire ship that's a nerd that likes the computer system and knows the computer system, and everyone else is just stupid users.
Yep. And back to Dor, what you said about a 40-inch screen, there's a $20,000 audio mixing device called the Raven. Ooh. That is literally a 40-inch screen. Ooh. Meant to replace a mixing board. And it came out like 2 or 3 years ago. And
it lays on a desk like that with all the slides and everything?
It actually sits kind of at an angle, but yes, it looks like a giant mixing board.
And you reach out and grab the dials and turn them like that? Even though they're
but
not real?
Why not a mixing board? Nice.
Yeah, but you could change the colors. It could dance in front of you while you're doing it. You know,
Criticized because people's arms get tired of like being out and holding on and touching these things.
And floating.
The LEDs get hot under there and they're burning their fingertips.
It's not like a plasma from year 2000.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very smart to me, Steve.
Spill your drink on that one. They just wipe it right off. It doesn't like ruin the thing.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I guess it's like an old Microsoft Surface, like the table up on an angle kind of deal. All right. Anyway, I had to get that out of my system because I'm hating on touch. And touch is the future. Great. Whatever. But not for me right now.
I think we're at a time, though, that they'll bring the Razor back. The classic click. The classic Razor at Motorola.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's retro. Everybody's probably tired of touchscreen phones by now. It would be
BlackBerry,
cool.
Baby.
Honestly, it was a really good device. It worked.
BlackBerry.
I never owned one. I'd like to get one. If I come back, I'm getting my hands on one this time.
BlackBerry's been sitting idle for years just waiting for this moment.
That's true, yeah. What do you think of click balls? You like them?
What's a click
ball? A scrolling click ball, like on a BlackBerry. That's how you used to get around the screen on the BlackBerry, that little ball.
Oh. I'm not a fan of trackballs.
Yeah, because that's what it was just a trackball.
I was pretty efficient on that for a while.
Really?
Oh, I did. Did you guys have BlackBerries?
No, I never had one.
I had from one for work, and every time I had it, I would go through and delete everything off the phone. All the contacts, all the emails, all the SMS, everything. Just delete it all.
I liked it, but that was the only thing that I ever had internet on other than, you know, my computer. And then when it got 3G, that was just like being at home, only in my pocket. That was it was nice.
Speaking of trackballs, I listen to an audio podcast, and a lot of audio engineers use trackballs in their machines, like their computers. Anyway, there's this one guy, he bought a huge mixing board, and it came with a trackball. And he said it was a terrible, terrible trackball. But it, since it came as part of the mixing board, this is like a big unit, like a multi-$1,000 unit. He said he wanted to learn how to use that trackball. So he spent all night just practicing moving it and getting it to where he wants it to go. And now he can literally have, like, start type, like, take the trackball. If he needs the cursor to go to a different part of the screen, he knows the exact, he basically does this. He pushes the trackball towards that part of the screen he needs it to go. He could literally take his hand off the trackball while it's still spinning and start typing before the trackball stops spinning and have it land exactly where it needs to go. Like, he could just kind of like flick the trackball and it will go on the part of the screen where he needed it to land. Like, it'll stop there. It's pretty virtuosity, actually. Pretty amazing. Anyway, I thought that was a cool thing that to do with trackballs, but yeah. I don't know, could be wrong.
Takes time.
Yeah, I'm not going to practice that much. Just give me a mouse, I'm freaking happy. Now, all right.
Now, if it was a game in Steam that involved that, I might actually spend some time in it.
Yeah, people might probably could do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Tune in tomorrow when we talk, not tomorrow.
Day after
Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And we're going to read some of your emails and such, if we have any. Talk to you later.